I'm Marco Werman, and this is The World, a co-production of the BBC World Service, PRI, and WGBH Boston. Police officers in the Mexican state of Nuevo León, just south of Texas, can no longer carry cell phones. The ban is aimed at preventing corrupt officers from communicating with drug traffickers. Federal troops have arrested nearly 100 police officers in the state. It's part of the Mexican government's crackdown on politicians and law enforcement officials with alleged ties to the drug cartels. Operations began in President Calderon's home state. The World's Lauren Madelon reports from Michoacán.
Few places better illustrate the way drug traffickers contaminate the political process in Michoacán than this town, Apatzingán. It's in the middle of the violent Tierra Caliente, the Hotlands, Mexico's version of Southeast Asia's Golden Triangle, an area flanked by the drug-plagued states of Jalisco and Guerrero.
Vivimos con temor, vivimos con nerviosismo.
We live in fear. We're nervous, the man says. We're worried about going out into the street because we're afraid of being caught in the middle of gunfights that take place all the time these days. That's the voice of one of the few high-ranking municipal officials left in Apatzingán. The mayor and several others are under arrest, targets of the federal government's raids on city halls in Michoacán. The official asked that he not be named. He won't say if he feels the mayor is guilty, but he says the town is controlled by La Familia Michoacana, the Michoacán family. The man says the family is killing politicians who refuse to work with it, financing those who will, and using intimidation to coerce voters into supporting the compromised officials.
Era un secreto a voces de que queríamos que el gobierno federal tomara acciones de este tipo.
It was an open secret that we wanted the federal government to take actions of this kind, he says, because the whole world said that the governments of many Mexican states were involved with drug traffickers, and the cartels were giving money to different political parties. Local journalist Isaac Reyes says the family has paralyzed the town.
Todos tienen miedo en Apatzingán de hablar.
Everyone is scared to talk in Apatzingán, Reyes says. The rocks hear everything, and the family controls everything down to the rocks.
Many people believe that the idea to launch the operation in Michoacán began here, in front of the main cathedral in the state capital of Morelia. On September the 15th, last year, while Mexicans celebrated independence from Spain, one of the cartels threw a bomb into the middle of a crowd, killing 7 innocent civilians, with Mexicans saying the attack on innocent civilians marked Mexico's own version of 9/11.
The Mexican nation was in mourning. Calderon, born in Michoacán, ordered an investigation by Mexican military intelligence, which ultimately led to the arrests of the politicians, judges, and police. His actions, though, coming within weeks of national elections, have drawn criticism, with people asking, why did he wait until now?
Sin duda, eso lo está aprovechando un partido político para beneficios electorales.
That's Michoacán's governor, Leonel Godoy. He says without doubt the actions were approved by a political party for electoral benefit. Godoy, member of the opposition PRD, charges Calderón abused his power. He's particularly upset he wasn't warned.
Entraron a Palacio de Gobierno, que es la sede.
They entered the government house, which is the seat of executive power in Michoacán, in a violent manner, armed, faces covered, taking authority away from our state guards and acting illegally. Numerous government sources say Godoy, whom the government says is not a suspect, was not tipped off because so many of those arrested are close with the governor and allegedly with La Familia. Reginaldo Sandoval heads Michoacán's Labor Party. He has loathed Calderón from the day he took office after a disputed election in 2006. But Sandoval agrees with Calderón that La Familia decides who runs for office and who doesn't here. He tells the story of two local Labor candidates who were stopped in Tierra Caliente. A man with a gun handed one of them a cell phone. The candidate heard his wife begging for her life. The demand, quit the Labor Party, run for another party, and ensure its victory. The man quit. The other party won. Sandoval's also had a run-in with La Familia.
Yo fui secuestrado y me dijeron que dejara de criticar.
I was kidnapped, he says, in order to stop criticizing organized crime. And they ordered me to leave Michoacán. I refused. Still, Sandoval claims Calderón is an opportunist, timing his crackdown to win votes in next month's national legislative election. Sandoval's not the only one with doubts. Francisco García Davis heads Cuadratín, an independent news service in Morelia.
Que ahora el reto es que el gobierno federal tiene que comprobar, tiene que prestar las pruebas categóricas.
The challenge for the federal government, he says, is to show with sound legal evidence that those arrested are guilty. If the federal government, specifically President Calderón, cannot, his credibility will fall. Voters will say it's an abuse of power. The latest opinion poll shows Calderón's PAN party trailing the resurgent PRI, the party that ruled Mexico for 71 years. But PAN supporters say the sweeps in Michoacán and Nuevo León will lift its support by underscoring Calderón's tough stance on security. For The World, I'm Lorne Madelon in Michoacán, Mexico.